What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. But this is not the full podcast. This is just a little quick chat between me and the artist. Check this out. If you like this beat was provided by Karan Goodman of the legendary group The Youngsters. Peace, Q. Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds, Doggy Diamonds TV. You already know who I'm here with.
Choke, no joke, nigga. Choke, no joke. Choke, no joke, nigga. Choke, no joke.
All right, so they I seen some comments. They was talking shit about you a little bit.
Yo, let me tell y'all motherfuckers in the comments, you fat, funky, skinny, smoked out, sitting at your computer, gangster motherfuckers. I see y'all, but y'all keep talking shit. I like reading the comments, especially when y'all be popping shit and talking shit. You know I ain't gonna never see you to crack your motherfucking head, so it's all good. Keep joking.
It's some people that showing, well, it's a lot of people that showing love, so shout out to them. Yeah. But the narrative that they trying to run with is that's the nigga who ran on Dame.
Yo. Yo, for any of y'all that believe that I ran on Dame, y'all the same motherfuckers that believe he beat up 20 motherfuckers. Okay? So, if y'all believe I ran, then yeah, Dame is now Bruce Lee, Jet Li, or any other karate, kung fu, Jackie Chan ass motherfucker. If you believe that motherfucker could beat up 20 niggas.
So, when that event took place in Paris, it was, right? What, Paris?
Yeah, it was Paris.
Wasn't Dame with other people?
Yeah, like let me just give the rundown. This is exactly what happened. And it's crazy because it's like we all know Dame never said my name in any interview. As much as I did, the Def Jam versus Dame, anything that was real controversial. You never heard Jay-Z mention my name. You never heard Dame mention my name. Dame is only mentioning my name because he on his low and he needs some attention. And he know I'm the type to respond. So now he's getting light. So Damon Dash, I'm saying your name. Okay. Now, we was going to do some interviews in Paris. And as we was getting to the spot where we were doing the interviews, let's just, for those who've been in New York before that never been in Paris, you know how the streets are congested in New York. During rush hour. So say if I had an interview with you, like today, it was crazy getting here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I could be on 34th Street going to 38th Street and it could take me 10, 15 minutes just to go around the corner. You know what I'm saying? So it was one of those situations where we was about to be late and the driver told us, yo, look, I could let y'all right here, y'all cut through this block. You'll be at the station.
Okay.
You know, or it's going to take me 20 minutes to just get around this corner. So we like, all right, cool. So we jump out the car. I leave my camera bag in the car. You know what I'm saying? Because we just going right there. And as we walk in, I see these chicks. They, you know, they prostitutes. And I peeped it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, fucking hoes out here. So I'm shooting and I shoot one of the prostitutes.
You know? Film them. That's what you mean.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I didn't shoot her.
Yeah.
Shoot is another terminology
for
film in our world. You know, people that do videography, camera work, cinematography. So if I say shoot again, that's what I mean. So I'm walking through. We all walking through. And I film the girl and she see me film her. You know what I'm saying? So automatically she's nervous because she out there prostituting.
Selling that ass.
Yeah, and I got her on camera.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So she run over to her pimp. You know, I ain't see her run over to her pimp, but of course she ran over to her pimp, told him, yo, the dude's filming, whatever, he filming, woo, woo. So as we get in the middle of the block, you know, here come this dude running down, you know what I'm saying? And he run up to me and he grabbed my camera, right? So I take the camera and I yank it from him, right? And he's trying to get the camera. And I'm like, yo, chill out. I already know
what happened.
What, you know, why he's coming for the camera.
Yeah.
You know, but he don't speak English. I don't speak French.
So he's like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he said that.
Yeah. That shit, you know.
You know, you might have really said some real fucked up shit in real life. Word. But so, you know, he trying to take the camera. I'm like, yo, chill. So before I could tell the girls that's with us that speak French, yo, tell him chill. I'm going to erase it. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a fresh tape. I just popped the tape in. So it was nothing for me to erase it. Right? So as I go like this, telling the dude, yo, chill. And I go to tell the girl. Now, we all know Dame been boxing. He been training. You know what I'm saying? Dame feels this is the opportunity.
To show them skills.
To show them skills, right? So, as soon as the dude blinked, Dame jumps up. And he swings on the dude, right? And for me, where I'm from, I don't go in another nigga hood. I'm not gonna come on your block and swing on anybody. Because mm-hmm. I might just swing on the illest nigga out there. You know what I'm saying? And he might have a gun, right? So Dame swings on the dude, and I'm like, yo, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? But here go Dame. Dame been waiting to test his shit.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? But he learned that day, that shit only work in the ring, nigga. That shit did not work out in the streets. And you fucking, you're not sparring, motherfucker. This is real life. You know what I'm saying? So Dango swings on the dude and stuff. Now he said he hit the dude, knocked him out. Lie. Ask Claudie B, ask Biggs, ask Johnny Nunes. He did not hit the dude and knock him out. He swung on the dude. He missed. The dude bobbed and weaved it and then reached in his back pocket. Now, we thinking he reaching. You know what I'm saying? He pulls out this blackjack. The ones that extends. They mm-hmm. got the metal ball on the tip. Mm-hmm. He pull that shit and he whip it. And when he whip it, he just catch Dame on his head. Boom! Nigga, Dame dropped the one knee. You see the birds and shit all around his head like...
Damn.
And shit. Fucking, this nigga, he looking crazy, right? So when that happened, I looked at Biggs and Claudie B. And I'm thinking they going to jump in. They didn't move. And I'm not dissing, you know, Claudie B, he here today.
Yeah, he's
That's
outside.
My man, you yeah, know what I'm outside, saying?
Yeah.
So I'm not shitting on him. You know what I'm saying? I'm not shitting on Big. But they didn't move for Dame. You know what I'm saying? So.
And they known him longer. They from Harlem.
They like, grew up with him. They part of the best out. Yeah. They knew this dude since teenagers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they didn't move.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So Dame. He trying to get himself together. He get up. Him and the dude start squaring up and stuff. And they moving and stuff. Dame trying to fight the dude. Dame ain't never knocked this motherfucker out. And if, please, my man, if you, I know you heard this story a million times over in Paris. Please, my man, please do an interview and tell the people what really happened. Black your face out if you don't want them to see you. Wear a hoodie, whatever. But please tell this story for me. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so when Biggs and Claudie B didn't move for Dame, I'm like, oh, shit, I got to help him. You know what I'm saying? But I got my headphones on. I got a Sennheiser mic that attached to my camera. And I got the wires from the headphones and the Sennheiser mic wrapped in my belt loops because I left my camera bag in the mm-hmm. thing, right? So I'm not going to fight the nigga with all the wires hanging off me, and he just grabbed the wires and dragged my ass down. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking around. There's a store right there. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to go run in the store and put my camera shit in the bag so I can help Dame fight. Because his own people didn't help him fight. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem I have with this story. Dame keeps saying, choke ran on me.
Like it was just you and him.
Yeah. Nigga, how I run? First of all, nigga, I'm not your fucking bodyguard. You know what I'm saying? You got me jumped by Jay-Z people, you know what I'm saying, with your bullshit before. Now, I done had my jaw broke and shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still going to assist your punk ass. You know what I'm saying? When I go in the store to get the bag, I asked the Chinese people for a bag. It was like, they gave me a black bag. I'm taking the camera and I'm dumping everything in the bag. As that's happening, a gang of people rush in the store. Now, if you listen to Dame's story, he said that they started macing people out there. You know, he said all of them had mace. So all the people that got maced in the block, it's like you being on Fulton Avenue and like five people macing everybody. So somebody ran, you know, like a bunch of people ran into the store. And as they all coming in the store, you know what I'm saying, the mace is on them. So now it's getting in the store. The owner goes and runs and locked the door so nobody else could come in the store. You know what I'm saying?
And everybody who's in there is locked in there.
Yeah, so everybody's in there locked in there, right? So I'm telling them, yo, look, yo, I got to go out. I need to leave. And they like, no. You can't go. We don't want no problem with them guys out there. We live here. You don't know them. They real street guys.
That's a Chinese impression?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nah, you know. Yeah. But they like, you know, we don't want to have no problems with them. And, you know, we can't let you out yet. And you got this big American shirt on. I got a Rockaway shirt with the big ass American flag on it.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So they got the door locked and shit. So I'm like, look, I need to leave because I don't know where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So, as I'm trying to get out, they say, I'm like, is there any other way for me to get out? They say through the fire escape. You know what I'm saying? So they let me out through the fire escape. I went upstairs. I went to the fire escape. And as I was going out, I seen a screwdriver. So I was like, yo, let me grab that because I ain't have no weapon. And I'm going to poke my way out if dudes come at me. I don't know Damon, I'm already left. I don't know that the block cleared already. You know what I'm saying? I come out. I go. The thing comes out of an alley. The fire escape led out of the alleyway. I went through the alleyway and came right back out on the same block. Everybody's gone.
So why you think Dame never say and Biggs didn't help me?
I don't know. That's the problem I had with Nori, you know what I'm saying, on his podcast. I asked Nori. I said, like, damn, Nori. He said, yo, Choke ran on me, but you ain't ask him what Biggs did? You ain't ask him what Claudie B did? You know what I'm saying? He said, oh, Johnny Nunez came in and helped me. He ain't say Biggs helped him, right? No. Did he say Claudie helped him? No, he said Johnny Nunez came swinging his camera, and that's how they got out of that and stuff. And, damn, I wish Claudie B could come in here because he would tell you that, because he told me that when it got crazy, nigga Biggs was like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Damn.
And they all ran. You know what I'm saying? And, damn, I wish Claudie B would come in here. But, so they all cleared. But when I came out, they was gone already. Nigga, where am I running in Paris? I'm from the Bronx. I don't know nobody in Paris. I don't know where I'm at.
Niggas in Paris for real?
I don't speak French.
Niggas in Paris for real?
That's where that song come from. That was subliminal shit for me and Dame. That's what that song is about. If you listen to that Watch the Throne album,
yeah,
it's mad shots thrown at me, Dame, Beans. You know what I'm saying? Jay even got one song where he be like, he say my name. He say, like, Choke, I'm no joke. But niggas hate on me so much, they mute the Choke part and it says no joke. He say, like, I'm no joke. If y'all know the song, I don't know the name of the title of the song, but go listen to the Watch the Throne album. It's a song, and JB like, yo, like, I'm no joke. Like, what was you saying? Like, Rakim, I ain't no joke? No. You said, like, Choke, I'm no joke. But niggas hate on me so much, they muted that, the Choke part, and kept it. Because you know Jay just go off the head,
you know what I'm saying?
And say his shit. You know what I'm saying? So they just muted my shit out. But yeah, that's where the niggas in Paris come from. That's some subliminal shit for us. But anyway.
You didn't run on Dame Dash, basically.
No, I didn't run on him. And where am I running? I don't got no Euros in my pocket. I don't know where I'm going. Dame got the car. You know what I'm saying? He got all the money. I'm just there working. And I'm an employee, nigga. I don't have to fight for you. Like, if I don't want to. Even if I ran on a nigga. So? You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm not your fucking bodyguard to be fighting. You swung on that man first. You should have let me handle that shit. You know what I'm saying? My way. But no, I did not run on him. For what? Where am I running to? So only way I knew where I was going was I had my key to the to my room.
Uh-huh.
So I jumped in the... You still filming?
Yeah.
All right. So I jumped in the cab. And shit, and I showed the cab driver the hotel thing, and he took me there. You know what I'm saying? When I got to the hotel, I went and I got some money from whoever, I forgot who it was, paid the cab or whatever, and then I seen our drivers, and I'm like, yo, where they at? They like, yo, they at the hospital. So I jumped in the Benz, because we all had our own Benz drivers. You know what I'm saying? I jumped in the Benz. He took me to the hospital. When I get there, I still had the screwdriver, you know what I'm saying? And Dame like, oh, now you come, da da da. You got the screwdriver, ha ha ha. And it was all back to jokes. This nigga was mad at me for a long time behind that shit. Cause he got his fucking head cracked.
Nah, I don't wanna laugh, but damn, the way you said that shit.
Yeah, and so it's like, yo, man, honestly, man, no, I didn't run on him. And he's just using that to try to degrade me or take my street cred away. I don't know what the fuck he's trying to do, but he's only saying my name because he need me to do exactly what I'm doing, is sit down with Doggy Diamonds, mention his name, he get more attention, and try to sell the shit that he ain't even really selling.
So in closing, do you and Dame got to shoot the five?
I would. I mean, we don't have to. Yeah. I ain't got no beef with him. That shit happened, what?
I'm just saying, so 2002, 2003. The reason why I'm saying this is like, when does, how does it end? Like,
it been ended years ago.
I'm talking about, but he's going to say something else about
it. Well, if he say something else, he say something else. If he want to fight, I fight him. We could put the gloves on his way and get in the ring. He could come meet me in New York. Oh, you can't come to New York. I'm sorry. You broke. You can't pay your child support. You can't come to New York. Come to, all right, we gonna fight in New York. When tomorrow? Dang, meet me in New York tomorrow. I'll give you a week to pay your child support, and then we could fight on Doggy Diamonds TV. You pick the gym. If you beat my ass in the ring, fine. But I'll show you that I'm not the type of nigga to run. All right? So if you want to box it out, we could do it. Pay-per-view. Anybody out there, promoters that want to have a choke, no joke, versus Dame Dash in the ring, I'll fight the nigga. But we're going to fight for money. You know what I mean? So somebody cut the check.
That's what it is, man. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. You are.
Choke, no joke, nigga. Choke, no joke. Choke, no joke, nigga. Choke, no joke.
Give him all your social network.
Yeah, hit me up on the real choke, no joke. On Instagram, choke underscore no underscore joke. On Twitter, I'm no longer on Facebook for everybody that keep asking. They want me to use my government name, and I'm not, because that wasn't Facebook policy when I signed up for it. So Facebook, y'all need to unlock my page and let me be me, all right?
We out of here.
Shout out to everybody in the comments. I love y'all, even y'all niggas with y'all corny jokes talking about our run. So I answered the question now.
They ain't like your suit neither.
They ain't like my suit. Yes, they did. They like
that. Niggas talking about, yo, well, he just came out of court or some shit, or he going to court?
See, that's the problem with y'all dumbass niggas. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker put on a suit, and y'all motherfuckers is so ignorant. Only time y'all niggas see a nigga in a suit is in court. Only time you wear a suit is when you got to go to court.
Or you dead.
Yeah, or you in the coffin. But for me, I rock a suit almost every day. Today, I'm on my down shit because I'm running around with my Philly niggas. You know what I'm saying? But you need to go and get a suit and get tailored up.
Yo, he told me that shit too. He said, yo, go get a suit. I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to get a suit. Maybe. I don't know.
Yo, listen. When I wear a suit, I'm invisible to the cops. I'm invisible to the racists. Y'all motherfuckers walking down the street in the jeans and the hoodie, and y'all see the white bitch cross the street. You know what I'm saying? When I walk down there, that bitch giving me her phone number. You know what I'm saying? Dress for success, all right? I ain't standing in the hood hugging the block. So, yeah, I could wear a suit. Y'all silly niggas in the comments. Silly niggas in the comments, comment right here. It's your time right now. The interview is over. Now y'all can talk shit.
That's what it is. We out of here.
So that right there is called a quick chat. It's not a full podcast, but it's a quick little chat between me and the artist. If you like that, download it, share it. If you can't listen to it now, download it for later. Make sure you watch the full video because it is on YouTube/Doggy Diamonds TV. Doggy Diamonds TV on YouTube. Peace.